This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, as we speak, there is, of course, a lot of work being done in Queensland and northern New South Wales to clean up after floods, just as people in Victoria are starting to experience their own disaster. At the moment, the nation is really gripped in the middle of this big event, but what's it like down the track? How long does it really take to get back on your feet and move on? And what might be some of the long-term impacts on people's lives? Ashley Nelson lived through the 2007 floods in Newcastle 3.5 years ago, and she's with us to share a bit of her perspective down the track. Hi, Ashley.
Oh, hi, Katrina. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, how have you felt seeing all this flood footage nonstop? Has it brought back a few memories?
Yeah, it's been quite an emotional sort of time for us, just watching all of the footage. It's been horrific, actually, just to sort of see the impact that it's had on people and the more impact that it's going to have, you know, going forward.
Yeah. So just tell us a little bit about what happened to you 3 years ago. Where were you when those floods happened?
We'd all just got home from work. It had been raining pretty heavily during the day, but everyone sort of arrived home from work and everything. And we shut the door and sort of got on with things a bit. And then my husband, Matt, left and to go and help his mum, who had started to have a few issues with their house with the flood. Mm-hmm. And at that stage, I sort of was putting my daughter Madeline to bed and sort of didn't think too much more of anything. And I then opened our front door and the water was all the way up to the top of the door. Mm. And it was at that point that we that I started to panic and think, oh, this is a major, major thing that's happening here.
Yeah, and so then what did you do?
Well, I then started sort of running around and putting things up a bit higher and, you know, all the things that matter, like, you know, all our photographs and everything. And then out of nowhere, all this water started to come up through the bottom of the carpet and up through the floorboards and just start sort of saturating the whole of the carpet. And it was at that point that...
So you hadn't really had any warning that there was going to be a flood?
No, not at all. It was, and I think what compounded it was that there was a few sort of major things like shipping containers that got stuck in some of the drains here in Newcastle, and it clogged up a lot of the drainage.
So it really just came from rain. It wasn't like, say, Rockhampton or somewhere coming down a river. It was just rain.
It was just rain. It was all rain. So it was a really sort of scary time. Then I started trying to ring Matt because it just came on so quickly. Within about half an hour, there was about a metre of water through the house.
In the house, wow.
Yeah.
And your baby's still sleeping at this point?
Well, I decided not to put her to bed. I ended up leaving her on the on our bed, which was up a bit higher, and as well as our dog. And just while I sort of was trying to work out what we were going to do. So, and at that stage, Matt had turned around and decided to come back, and he was driving through, you know, metres and metres of water. It was sort of up to the top of the car, and he was desperate to get home. And he ended up making it back, but he had to leave the car sort of halfway down this street, a few streets over, and wade through all this water to get back to the house. And, we ended up stepping out the back door where the water had been up to our waist inside the house. Then we stepped down a couple of steps at the back door and it was up to our shoulders at that point.
And where was your daughter?
Matt was carrying her out. She was on top of, like, his shoulders, and I carried the dog out. And, it was carried him out on sort of top of my shoulders as well. But it was just... it was just this sheer panic. You know, the electricity in the house had started to flicker on and off. It was surreal.
When you were wading out with the water, what, up to your chest, I guess, was it? What were you thinking then? Were you worried you might not survive?
Yeah. At that point, when we stepped out the back, we stepped out into and walked across the backyard and got to the back street just to see what we were going to do. This big SES truck came down the street at the back of our house and just started knocking all of these fences over with this big sort of tidal wave of water. Mm. Yeah, and we were like, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? Because where we were time was very flat. We were thinking we could go that way and it's all going to be the same. We could go that way, you know, it's all going to be the same. But we decided to go to this factory that was slightly higher up at that stage, and we were sort of taking it like minute by minute at that stage. We didn't have any phones, couldn't contact anyone.
How long was it until you sort of got to what relative safety? Did someone come and find you eventually or pick you up, or what happened?
We got to this warehouse, and I mean, at that stage we could only remember a few phone numbers. We ended up calling my father-in-law, and he drove to come and get us. But there was a big police vehicle that came along and picked up Madeline and I and drove us to these high grounds just at this shopping village a bit later on, which I have to say was a bit freaky, because we got to this shopping village and there were people that were just going about their normal day-to-day. Had no idea there was a Coles there. They were just doing their grocery shopping, that kind of thing. And we turned up and ended up sitting in this KFC kind of thing, and we were saturated. We were just sitting there, saturated, not knowing who was going to pick us up, what we were going to do.
You must have been a bit shell-shocked.
We were. We were just shocked. We just sat there.
I'm talking to Ashley Nelson. She lived through the 2007 floods in Newcastle 3.5 years ago. Ash, what do you remember about the cleanup? You know, when did you sort of start to go back to your house and see what the damage was and work out what you were going to do?
Well, the next morning it was quite stormy during the night, and by the next morning it was really calm. So we went back to our house, but we had no idea at that stage whether the water had kept rising, whether it, you know, got to the roof of the house. Walked in the house and there was just this, like in Queensland, like a very fine layer of silt and dirt all over the house. We just sort of walked around and just looked at everything. It was just amazing.
Did you cry?
Yeah. We were so upset. We were just like, this is our life here in this house, and all of our things were just wrecked, destroyed. You know, it's just it was completely surreal feeling.
How did you sort of work out what you had to do to get your house livable again?
Well, the initial everyone was saying, oh, don't touch anything, we've got to wait for the insurance company to come out. But at that stage I'd called the insurance company and just said, we've got to get at least the carpet up, because it was just, it had, you know, it was just this disgusting wet mess, and it was just, would have been a breeding ground for bacteria and germs and everything. So we ended up pulling up all the carpet, which they said was fine, but didn't really want to sort of touch too much other stuff. So we moved a lot of the things that were damaged into one of the rooms and just started cleaning, because it was disgusting. There was like oil and raw sewage, and, you know, it was just, it was disgusting,
gross. And so did you move back into that house?
Yeah, we did. We did, obviously not initially, because the whole house had to be rebuilt. They pulled out all the walls, all the gyprock in the house, and just laid completely new sheets.
Almost have to rebuild the house.
Yeah, all they had was the frame. But before they did anything, they had to dry the house out for a couple of months. They had these huge, big sort of, these big, massive, big industrial fans that had to dry all the house out, and all the piers had shifted on the house, so they had to do the house and put them all back on the piers and everything. So
people are really looking at a good couple of months, or, well, how long was it till you were ready to go back?
We were one of the first people that were back in our house, and it took them 4 to 5 months to do that. So, like, I know people that were out for a year.
And I imagine with these disasters that are going on now, because there's so many people affected, it's going to take even longer. So the idea of killing time for 6 months or a year or even two could be, quite hard on people, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I would imagine it would take a lot longer. There'd be people that would still be out sort of after a couple of years, I would think, because there's only so many man hours that can be put into rebuilding people's houses and lives and everything.
Yeah, I obviously haven't been through it, but I can imagine that also people might have trouble resettling into homes, especially in places like where they had experience like you did, where water came up very quickly. That it, you know, did you or anyone in your family feel anxious about you going back to that house?
Yeah, they did. And to be honest, after we moved back in, every time there was a storm or any major rain, we felt nervous. Yeah, we felt very nervous.
I would imagine it would be hard to sleep on a rainy night.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even now when we, we still have that house, and we, we've outgrown that house because of our family situation, but we moved into another house. Even now, in our current house, we still feel a bit nervous when that happens. We think, oh, God, is it going to flood or what? So.
Yeah, right. Did you want to talk about what happened, or did you just want to get back to normal life and go on the same as before?
I think it helped talking to people, especially other people that had sort of been through it. And, I mean, people were really, really kind during the whole thing and afterwards and everything as well. There was just this sort of overwhelming sense of people would be, you know, like donating clothes and, you know, money and everything like that, just so we could, you know, just get back on our feet and everything. So it was really nice to talk to people about it.
Mm. Do you think that it's had a big impact on you, you know, down the track? Do you think that, you know, beyond just the practical reality of cleaning up and moving out, but sort of in more of a, I guess, significant way than that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it would be hard to go through something like that and not have an impact on it. I mean, for example, when watching all the flood coverage of Queensland and Victoria and even Tasmania and everything, it's been really, really upsetting just to see it all and know how that feels.
Yeah, you must feel too like you'd like to help, but you can't, so you need a bit far away to do
it. Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, a lot of the roads are cut off, so you can't get up there. And, I mean, apart from donating money, which we've already done, it's hard not to be able to want to get up there and help sort of clean up and everything.
Yeah. Was there anything that you sort of learned along the way that you wished you knew at the beginning? You know, as you're looking back, do you think, oh, you know, I wish that we'd known that at the start?
I suppose, you know, with something like a flood or a fire or anything, you just don't expect, you don't ever think that it's going to happen to you. Mm. I think at the time I would have, if I'd known what I knew now, I probably would have left a lot earlier than what I did.
Yeah.
I think it happens, and it happens so quickly that you think you've got more time than what you do.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a good lesson for other people to keep in mind, isn't it? That if you see a bit of water, just get out quick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it happens so quickly, you just don't realise how little time you've got. And I think, especially with some of the people in Queensland, they've stayed thinking, oh, they've got more time, and they didn't, obviously, which is quite sad.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Ashley, well, yeah, I guess it's been probably pretty harrowing for you the last few weeks, but thank you for sharing your experiences and yeah, just what it's been like for you as someone who's experienced it. So, yeah, thank you for that.
Okay, thanks.
That's Ashley Nelson. She was a flood victim in the Newcastle floods 3.5 years ago, and just talking about, I guess, some of the more long-term impacts on people's lives.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.